Hi, friend. Welcome back to the Moms Who Podcast show. Today's episode is really exciting because it's actually the very first video podcast episode that I've ever done. So please go ahead and click the link in the show notes if you want to watch the video on YouTube. But this is about my unplanned podcast break over the summer and what has been going on behind the scenes, but more importantly, how I have been pouring everything that I have into the absolute best step-by-step system for you to launch and grow a podcast that is going to sell your offer. So if that is you, I highly recommend listening because this episode has a lot of nuggets. And also this episode is a little bit on the longer side. I always keep it a goal to have my episodes under 30 minutes because I know how valuable your time is, but this is an episode that I just couldn't really pack down any further. So if you're ready to hear about my unplanned podcast break, but also how I'm going to be able to help you with launching your podcast and growing your podcast in a non-salesy way that doesn't chase sponsorships, doesn't chase ads, doesn't chase vanity metrics like downloads, then my friend, you are in the right place. You are listening to the Moms Who Podcast show, where you will learn how to launch, grow, and make sales from your podcast as a busy mom. And I'm your host, Pamela Krista. I'm a wife, I'm a mom of five, and I'm a podcast manager and a podcast strategist who has helped hundreds of women use their podcast to grow their online business. Let's dive into today's episode. Before we dive in, I have a huge ask for you. Would you please do me a favor and subscribe to my YouTube channel? I recently launched my channel, and over there, I'm sharing simple, effective strategies for using long-form content like podcasting to grow your business, plus behind-the-scenes look at how I'm building as a content creator in Mama 5. On YouTube, you can just type my name, Pamela Krista, or you can click the link in the show notes, and I really, really appreciate it in advance. Welcome to the very first video podcast episode of the Moms Who Podcast show. I am so excited to be putting my podcast on video, which is something that I honestly never, ever thought I would do. In fact, one of the biggest reasons that I started my podcast back in 2022 was because I didn't have to worry about doing my hair or putting on makeup or getting ready behind the camera. I could simply just show up behind my microphone in my pajamas and nobody would know. But there was a huge shift that happened about 6 to 8 months ago when I really felt called to start my YouTube channel. So my channel officially launched about 1 month ago. I've got 3 published videos so far, but I'm also going to be publishing my podcast episodes via video on YouTube as well. At least that's the plan. There is something really intimate and just really incredible about just showing up behind the microphone and not being on video. And I am a huge proponent that you do not need video to have an online business, or you don't need video to grow a business or grow a podcast. You simply don't need to be on video. This honestly was a choice that I made that I felt was the right time for me to be on YouTube. So if you're listening to this and you might be getting in your head like, well, should I get on YouTube? Friend, I got you covered. Don't worry about that. Focus on what you're focusing on right now. If you feel called to start a YouTube channel, do it. But I know that sometimes seeing people do certain things, it's like, oh, I want to hop on that train. Only do it if you feel called to, my friend. And trust me on that, okay? Stay the path. So with that being said, I have taken an unplanned break with my podcast, which is something that I really, really hate doing. Like, I hate when a week is missed from my podcast. Now, this happened back in 2023. Long story short, I had 2 different podcasts and I was really struggling with what to do with them. Because on the one hand, I could have rebranded one of them and basically merged all my content together. And then on the other hand, I could have 2 separate podcasts, but then it was like, but I don't have 2 separate offers. So it was just basically, one of them, I would just be podcasting to podcast, and I really didn't have a clear plan as to how my other podcast would grow my business. I mean, I had a few ideas because I always have ideas, but I wasn't sure how to leverage both of them. So ultimately, I decided to stick with Moms Who Podcast, which is my podcast that premiered back in January of 2023. So she's almost 3 years old. And so for the past almost 3 years, I've been consistently publishing, aside from the teeny tiny little break that I took when I was trying to decide between the two shows. So bringing us to current day, I've had a lot going on this summer with the kids, with household things, with the business. And so I'm going to quickly give you an overview, okay? So before I quickly give you the overview, I'm going to actually take you back to last year, 2024. It was middle of May, and my kids had about maybe 2 weeks before they were out of school for the summer. Now, if you know anything about me, if it's your first time here, hi, hello, I'm so excited that you're here. But if you've listened to any of my podcast episodes before, you've heard me say that I don't like recording by myself. No, I do like recording by myself. That I don't like recording when my husband is home or my kids are home. I honestly love my peace and quiet when I'm recording because, first of all, I was diagnosed with ADHD when I was a child, and I have squirrel brain. So like I get distracted very easily, and mom brain is completely real. The mom brain fog, whatever you want to call it. So I can literally be in mid-conversation, mid-sentence, and then I'm like, wait, what did I just say? Because I literally have no clue. I lost it. So I come up with the process of, number one, recording when I'm home alone. And number two, I have an outline of my episodes, which really, really helps. And so, see, I lost my train of thought already. See how that works? Oh, yeah. And so I knew that I didn't want to record early in the morning or late at night, which was basically going to be my options if I wanted to record over the summer. And I didn't want that because, again, I like my peace and quiet. I mean, I would be interrupted. My husband generally, he used to come in here and, you know, not bother me, but he used to come in here and interrupt me when I'm like trying to record, trying to work. He's actually been a lot better about that. So he generally doesn't come in here unless it's like super important. But my kids are a whole nother story, and they will come in and they will just interrupt me. And then I have this weird vision in my brain that they're like outside my office door, like laughing at me, like, hey, mommy, what are you doing? So anyways, this led me last summer. I had 2 weeks to get this together, and I put together a Google spreadsheet that allowed me to basically batch record 9 or 10. I think I can't remember the exact number, but it was at least 10 episodes, and I didn't have to record all summer long. And to consistently have my episodes able to be published weekly without me having to record was such a game changer for me. I started implementing it with my one-on-one clients, and they absolutely loved it. And then I turned it into a free resource that over 150 people have used in their business. And it's also allowed 3 of my clients, and I actually have one doing it right now. So as her podcast manager, whenever she goes on maternity leave, we're going to have her episodes batched and recorded and scheduled and all the things. And she's not going to have to worry about her episodes going live. She's going to be cuddling with her baby at home, and she's already done the work. She's already pre-recorded. And she's going to be able to come into a nice and easy transition. I helped another client batch record 16 episodes, and she was able to ease back into it and didn't have to worry about it for 16 weeks. And it was absolutely incredible. So all that to say, I didn't get a chance to batch record. But before I get into that, because that is the most important piece here, I got to let you know of some things that happened during the summer that just really, really set me back. Okay. Because I was doing good. My episodes were still getting published weekly. And then I ended up missing 2 weeks. And then I was like, oh my gosh. Okay. So then I published another episode. And then after that, no more episodes were coming out. And I was like, what's going on? So I ended up missing 2 weeks. And then I was like, okay, got to get it together. Published another episode. And then 2 more weeks went by. And I was like, oh my gosh. But here's what was going on personally, okay? We have 2 refrigerators. If you don't know this about me, I'm a mom of 5 kids, okay? So there's 7 of us here total, right? We have a refrigerator in our kitchen, and we have one in the garage for like overflow, whatever. And so I'm noticing that the refrigerator in the garage is getting gradually warmer and warmer. And I'm like, okay, it wasn't like super warm, and it was still like cold, but it wasn't like a normal cold. So I wait till my husband gets home. I didn't take anything out yet because, like, again, it was cold, but it wasn't like as cold as it should be. And I tried, you know, turning the dial. I tried all the things. Well, my husband gets home from work, and I'm like, hey, babe, like, can you look at the refrigerator with me? Because something's not right. And he's like, yeah. He's like, let's just move everything from here, from this refrigerator, and put it in our refrigerator in the kitchen. Okay, cool. We got all the things. We loaded it up. We grabbed all the stuff out of the refrigerator in the garage, took it in the kitchen, put it in that refrigerator. And this, mind you, this wasn't like a 10-minute thing. This, I don't know how long it took, but it took some time, okay? Time that it could have been working. Anyways, so we finally get done. We put all the food that was in the refrigerator, the garage, into the refrigerator in the kitchen. And I come upstairs. I come in my office. I sit down at my desk and I genuinely feel like I was not even sitting down. I feel like it was 2 minutes. So I'm going to say it was less than 5 minutes that I was sitting down. I could be wrong, but I feel like I had just sat down. And then my six-year-old daughter bursts in my office and she's like, mommy, the refrigerator's broken. And I'm like, what do you mean the refrigerator's broken? Because at this point, I don't even think we mentioned it to the kids. Like, it wasn't that big of a deal. Like, I don't think we really mentioned it to the kids because they don't use that refrigerator anyways. So I'm like, well, in my head, I'm like, well, I said it out loud too. I was like, what do you mean the refrigerator's broken? Like, and then I'm thinking in my head, how can it be broken, you know? So then she's like, no, mommy, the refrigerator is broken. And I'm like, what do you mean? So I get up, I run downstairs. My 10-year-old daughter is literally carrying the door on the refrigerator. The entire door of the refrigerator came off of the refrigerator. The entire door off. And looking at the pieces, like at the bottom, the thing was like completely obliterated, shattered, whatever, could not get it back on, not going to work. So both of our refrigerators stopped working in the same day. And that was just, I mean, that was only one piece of like our summer, but like that's just how things happen sometimes. And so that was yet another day where I wasn't able to record, right? That I had planned to record an episode. So, you know, that happened. Then we had to go get a new refrigerator that day, obviously, because like all of our food would have went bad, which some of it actually did go bad. Not a lot, though. We were thankful for that. But yeah, we had to go get a new refrigerator the same day and we didn't even get done. So the process started around 10 o'clock in the morning, by the way. And we didn't get done until like 11 p.m. because this was like an entire day process with the refrigerator in the garage stopping working, moving everything from that refrigerator to the one in the kitchen. And then that one with the door falling off, we had to take everything out of that one, put it inside of a cooler. Then we had to go out and look at refrigerators at multiple different places. We finally find one at 7 p.m. I think it was either on a Sunday or a Monday, but I'm pretty sure. No, it was on a Monday. Yeah, I think it was on a Monday. So they're closing at like 7 p.m. We don't get to their refrigerator place until like 6:45. So we're already pushing it at this point. And it was just a process. So things like this happen. And I feel like that's my life. If it's not one thing, it's another. But that is life sometimes. And at this point, and my husband is so amazing with, you know, things that happen, and he's so calm and cool and collected, which I'm so thankful for, which allows me to be calm, cool, collected. At least I try to be. So with all that being said, I'm also going through a huge shift in my business. So starting my YouTube channel, which by the way, real quick, if you haven't already, if you're listening to this on the podcast apps, would you please follow the show? And then would you go to the show notes, click on YouTube, and would you please subscribe to me? And if you're watching this on YouTube, I'm so excited that you're watching this. I don't know how many people are going to watch these actual, you know, podcast episode videos, but I would love it if you would subscribe, and that would just mean the world to me. So thank you for doing that in advance. So my YouTube channel has been, a journey. YouTube is a beast. And I've said this before because that's the only way that I currently know how to describe it is that like YouTube is a beast. And I do mean that in the best way. And I've always meant that in the best way. It's really just the platform itself is so different than any other platform ever. And it's just, you can't take other strategies that you've learned and then toss them over on YouTube. It's just not going to work. You really have to learn YouTube strategy. And so for the past, I would say 6 to 8 months, that is what I've been doing. So I have been knee deep in YouTube strategy. I have two YouTube coaches who I adore, and they are absolutely incredible. I love learning from them. I also consume other YouTube videos about growing on YouTube, and that's been really helpful too. But even that, like, I have to really understand and I have to figure out if that video is for me or not. Because some of these videos about YouTube growth, they're targeted for creators, meaning they're trying to go viral, they're trying to get the views. That's not my goal on YouTube. And I cannot wait to talk about this more because my goal on YouTube is to reach you the mom, the woman, the female entrepreneur who's watching this right now, who has a podcast or wants to start one. And that's the person that I want to reach. So if I only have 100 views on my video, then cool. At least I know that my video is reaching the right people at the right time. And so I have to be really careful on who I listen to about YouTube growth and YouTube strategies, because I'm on YouTube as a business owner, not as a content creator to go viral or to get lots of views. Now, are those things nice? Yeah, sure they are. Do I want 100,000 subscribers? Yeah, I do. And will I come up with a plan to get there? Yeah, but my goal is to grow my business and to get clients. So that is my focus on YouTube. And so I cannot wait to talk about that more. And so getting on YouTube, I had to get really clear. And over the years, I've gotten more clear on who I'm talking to, more clear on the type of content I need to create, the type of episodes I need to record. But getting on YouTube has made me zero in on that 100 million times over, because I've said this on the podcast many, many times before. I don't ever want to show up behind this microphone with nonsense. Anything that I ever do, whether that's a YouTube video or a podcast episode, I want it to help somebody. I want it to inspire them, encourage them, or help them in their next step to launch or grow or monetize their podcast. And so with launching my YouTube channel, I approached it in this way. I knew that every single video that I would publish on YouTube was going to have a purpose, but it went really much deeper than just a purpose, right? Because technically, anybody who ever uploads anything ever, whether that's a comment on Facebook or a TikTok or, I mean, whatever, you name it, LinkedIn, Pinterest, whatever. Like there's always a purpose. Now, there could be a good purpose and a bad purpose, I guess, you know, good intentions versus bad intentions. But what I really mean by I wanted there to be purpose behind my videos that I publish on YouTube, I wanted somebody to find exactly the video that they were looking for at exactly the right moment in time to solve their problem. But not only do I want to solve their problem, I want them to be able to go into the video description and click on the best next step for them. So that is a process in itself, and that led me to create my listener journey framework and my dream podcast listener framework. So you're going to hear me talking about that a lot on the podcast. You're going to hear me talking a lot about it on my YouTube channel. But I mean, it is so essential to like really truly know who you're talking to, what your people are searching for. And then it's important to take your offer. If you were a business owner specifically, taking your offer, that could be a digital product, a physical product, a course, a membership. It could be a group program. It could be to grow your Facebook group. This could mean not making money. Also, this could mean, again, you know, growing a free Facebook group, or maybe you want to grow a school community. Hey, I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But I mean, you can do so many things with a YouTube channel and with your podcast, with your business as a whole. So you can really take your business and decide where you want them to go. What is the best next step for the person watching your video? What is the best next step for the person who's listening to your podcast episodes? And so that is like my entire mission now, is to help other women, other moms, other female entrepreneurs launch and grow their podcast in a way that ties their offer to their episodes so that people can really see them for who they are and want to work with them, and then wanting that next step, and then making sure that that next step is actually doable, right? So like, are the links working? Is your email sequence set up? And in your email sequence, do you have links to related podcast episodes or related YouTube videos? I mean, there's so many things that actually go into growing a podcast or growing an online business. And so I am here to help you fix the gaps. And I'm doing it live right now with my own podcast and with growing my YouTube channel. So with all that being said, as you can tell, that's like a lot, meaning I've spent months and hours, meaning I have spent countless hours, months putting together my listener framework journey for myself, figuring out what's the best next step, what are people actually searching for, what do they need, and is everything set up on the back end to help get them there, to help them take the next step? Because I'm telling you right now that the back end of my business is incredibly scattered right now, and I'm in the process of fixing it, and I am taking you along for the ride. So if you want to do this alongside me, please subscribe if you're watching on YouTube. Please follow the podcast if you're listening through the app, because there is just so many missing pieces that we possibly can't get them all. There's going to be something that's missed. Nothing's ever going to be perfect. And it's just important to take the action, though, once you know where the gap is, so that you can fix it. Because life in general, and I truly believe this as a believer in God, is that we are not perfect. Nobody on this earth is perfect. God is the only one that is perfect. And all that we can do is to read our word, right? Be in the Bible, know what the Bible says, share the gospel, be like Christ, and, you know, be kind human beings, but also like being a little bit better each day, learning from our mistakes, filling the gaps, and just doing better. And I believe that that's all we can do as business owners, right? Is, okay, there's a problem. Let's fix it. Why did it happen? Let's make sure it doesn't happen again. And so with that being said, I have worked with many, many, many clients over the almost 4 years that I've been doing this. And it's safe to say that I haven't been documenting anything or like recording my knowledge or really anything aside from the free content that I give on this podcast and aside from the one-on-one work that I do with my clients. But even that, I have that streamlined for the most part. I have all of my, you know, documents that I use with every single client. That's down pat. But I realize that my systems weren't as tight as they could be. So I've been working really hard to make sure that nothing falls through the gaps with my business and to make sure that things are as systemized as possible. And so I have so many tools and resources, and I can't wait again to dive into all of the cool stuff that I now know to help you as well with your podcast and with your online business so that you too are not having things fall through the cracks in your own business. So here's what I've been working on, and here is what has really led to the unplanned break aside from all the mom stuff, all the life stuff. So of course, my YouTube content, right? Like I want to make sure that I'm publishing videos that people are searching. I want to make sure also that like when I'm talking about something that is available to download for free or to join that is a low ticket or whatever, I want to make sure that that stuff is set up on the back end, right? So I can't really publish a YouTube video right now about my new group program. Oh my gosh, can't wait. Hold on, I'll get there. So I can't really talk about that right now because I don't really have that fully set up on the back end yet. Okay. So I've been working hard to figure out, okay, what are the things that I need set up right now so that I can start publishing content quicker, but also I've been working on is not only the type of content I'm going to create, because that's not changing. The content that I'm going to be creating is to help a female entrepreneur launch or grow their podcast to make money with their podcast, selling their offers, whatever that might be. So anything that relates to that is what I'm going to be publishing episodes about on my podcast and creating YouTube videos about. And so I've also had to get really clear on my lead magnets. I'm actually working on some really amazing lead magnets that I can't wait to share with you. I'm also working on some resources that are completely free that I'm going to be recording videos about and episodes about. And I am also auditing my podcast because I am 133 episodes in. This is episode 133. However, there's actually a few episodes that I'm probably going to delete. I have to go back through all 100 of my episodes and I have to fix the show notes and make sure that they are valid. And I have to update them so that my YouTube link is in every single episode. And there's multiple other things that I need to do for the show notes. I need to update dynamic ads and I need to fix my keywords. I'm also going to be updating the titles and keywords and those things as well. So it is going to be a process and I'm taking you along for the ride. And I don't know if you caught it, but a few moments ago, I just alluded to the fact, I don't really use that word a lot, alluded, that I am creating a group program. And honestly, I've never been so excited. So a little backstory here. I have a Facebook group community of over 600 women. And I also had last year, I had a paid community that nobody really knew about for $17 a month. It was very low ticket. It was very much community oriented. I did post tutorials and we did have calls a few times a month. there was value, but there was no real transformation and there was just no like substance, which really made it hard to like market and it really made it hard to talk about. And I didn't know why I didn't want to talk about it until I started creating this group program, because it's like, I just want to tell everybody. When I tell you, I've never been more excited for any type of group or program or anything that I've ever created. This is going to be such a game changer for my life, my business. I'm so excited, because what I'm doing is I'm taking my almost 4 years of knowledge, right? I've worked with hundreds of women on their podcast. I manage each and every day different podcasts in different niches. I know what's working, what's not working. And I'm taking all of my knowledge, and I mean all of it. I'm taking all of my knowledge and I'm pouring it into this group program. So this group program, I'm not going to get into it much here, okay? Because you got to, you know, follow, subscribe, do all the things. But this group program is going to allow you to launch a podcast that is set up to sell your offers in a non-salesy way, or it's going to allow you to take the podcast that you already have and optimize it, right? Like I'm going to do with my show, and set it up to sell your offer in a non-salesy way without chasing downloads, without chasing ads, without chasing sponsorships. Doesn't that sound nice? It sounds so nice, right? Not having to hustle on social media, not having to rely on sponsorships or downloads, right? Because I get it all the time. My clients come to me, or, you know, there'll be a post in the Facebook community and they're like, how do you grow your downloads? How do you grow your downloads? And I feel like when people think of podcast growth, their mind goes to downloads. But I challenge that with my group program, okay? Because what is growth? What is growth? Because yeah, you can totally look at your download numbers and see them rise. Okay, cool. But how many people are booking? How many people are inquiring to work with you? How many people have purchased your product? How many people have joined your course from the podcast? So I'm challenging anybody who sees downloads as growth, if you're a business owner and your goal is to book more clients, right? If that doesn't apply to you, then it just doesn't apply to you, right? Because maybe you do just want more downloads and you don't really care if anybody books with you, which is totally fine. But over here, I am podcasting for dollars and not downloads. I love that saying. And so yes, I love podcasting, and it is my goal to help female entrepreneurs do that thing. But also, like, my podcast is a tool, a free tool that sets my person up for the next best step. Podcasting can be a tool in a non-salesy way to grow your podcast with what you sell. I was talking to somebody in the DMs on Instagram yesterday, and I asked her, I said, do you have a podcast? And she was like, yeah. And she linked me to it. And I checked it out and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. I was like, love this. And I was like, do you sell your offers on your podcast? And she was like, no. She was like, I just use it as a nurturing, you know, platform, because I really want them to get like connected. And I don't really remember what else she said, to be honest. But that's literally basically what she said, is she said that she uses it to nurture and that's it. Like, she doesn't sell on it, which is fine if that's your goal. And you know what? Maybe on some level that works if you have your links in your show notes, I guess. But if people don't know what you do, how are they going to work with you? And so I personally, if you have a business that is in relation to your podcast, right? Because I could have six different podcasts, right? I'm going to give you an example. I could have six different podcasts, okay? So I could have a podcast about being a mom of five kids, right? I mean, oh my gosh, I could talk about that all day long. If I were to do that right now, and if I were to just podcast a podcast, and obviously, I think a lot of this is coming from what I have known over the past 4 years, right? Because that's how most people start, right? Is having a passion, talking about it. But even taking where I currently am, even if I had another podcast about being a mom of five, which I've actually deeply thought about before, I don't have anywhere to point them. And I guess it doesn't matter. But at the same time, it's like, yes, it would be helping somebody, but I also don't have a lot of time in my day and I have to make income for my family. And so that's where I'm coming from with that. So if you have the time to like podcast and not link anybody anywhere, or not give them the best next step to like work with you, or even if it's to grow like a free community or something, then that's fine if that's what you truly want to do. But over here, my goal is to help you grow your business with your podcast, again, in a non-salesy way that is going to allow you to not have to worry about downloads or sponsorships or ads. Now, with that being said, I'm not against those things. So I can totally give you tools to grow your downloads. I can totally give you tools to get sponsors, and I can totally give you tools to do paid ads. I'm actually diving into that myself, I think, but not right now, later. So there's a time and a place for everything. And it's up to you to decide where you are in that process, right? Are you at a place where you want to just talk about your offer, or are you ready to level up? Is your podcast situated where every episode is lined up and teed up for your person to find you and take that best next step? After that, then I would dive into paid ads, or then I would dive into the other options out there, but only after you have this solid foundation down first. And so that was a really long-winded way of letting you know that I'm taking my entire process on launching a podcast and auditing a podcast, where you can go by step by step with video trainings and a workbook and all the things that you need, plus a community, plus access to me. You will have access to 3 calls a month, but you're probably going to only want to join 1 or 2. So there's going to be options, right? Because we're all busy. We all have things to do. So these calls are going to be very strategic, and you only join the calls that you need to join. So for example, 1 call is going to be for podcast launching. So if you're in that boat, right? If you're launching a podcast, the other call is going to be if you already have a podcast and you're going through my audit process, you can join that call. The other call in that community is going to be for the free members of the community to ask questions and network and all the things. So real quick, I'm going to break this down for you and then go ahead and, again, I said it how many times so far in this episode, but follow, subscribe, and do all the things, because in this next episode, I'm going to be telling you about the platform that I'm hosting this group program on. It's called School. I'm completely obsessed, but I'm going to give you the rundown. It's completely free to join my new community, okay? That's not on Facebook. This is where all of my free offers are going to be, but it's also where all of my paid offers are going to be too. So you can join for free and get access immediately to my free stuff. You can get access to the community, the directory that's going to be there, so you can quickly connect with other people to do podcast swaps or collaborations or networking or whatever. But there's also going to be my paid stuff as well. So you can join for free, hop in there, look around, and then if you want access to my podcast launch or podcast audit blueprint, then you join that inside of the group program, have access to that curriculum for 6 months. That's going to allow you enough time to go through it, see results, and have access to a private community of other people going through the same thing. So go ahead and click the link in the show notes if you're listening on your favorite podcast player. And if you're watching the YouTube video, click the link in the description to get access to the free community right now. I'm so excited about this. I can't wait to share more, but it has been just a crazy summer, and I'm really, really excited about where my business and where the podcast is headed. And I can't wait to share more with you, starting with the next episode where I share more about the school platform and more about the community in that episode. So with that, subscribe, follow, do all the things, leave a comment if you're watching on YouTube, leave a review if you're listening on your favorite podcast app. Until then, my friend, I hope you have the most beautiful day, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.